quite coincidentally, Neil Haverson has been having some thoughts of his own on the subject. Tell us all, Neil.
Whenever there is a major event or crisis, buzzwords and phrases creep into the vocabulary. Take, for example, the Gulf War. We had weapons of mass destruction, or WMDs as they became known. This sort of jargon becomes so part of language that down the line it is incorporated into the Oxford English Dictionary. Some words already have a meaning, but are tweaked to have a wider definition. And so it is with the coronavirus. Government briefings and media reports are littered with them. I've picked out a few of the ones which pop up regularly in the daily onslaught of information. Modelling. Used to be something we did with plasticine. Now a computer-generated plan, scheme or blueprint followed by slavishly by its disciples. Lockdown. We imposed this on our children when they were teenagers. We called it being grounded. Presumably it's the opposite of lock up, something I do when we leave the house, or a building where the likes of Arthur Daly store their hoggy merchandise. Flock. Used to be a load of sheep. Also means what people do when lockdown is eased. They flock to the beach and parks. Bit like sheep. Roadmap. I used one of these before sat-nav. Still do a lot of the time. It's morphed into a schedule based on, guess what? The hallowed modelling. Zoom. What boy racers do in their souped-up cars with go-faster stripes. Or an app enabling individuals to have online meetings. No doubt so they can discuss the latest modelling. Slot. A small aperture for inserting things such as coins. These days, a date and time for the supermarket to deliver your shopping. Social. An event where you mingle with friends. Have a buffet and an ease up. Now used in conjunction with distancing to indicate the exact opposite. Sage. A herb used for stuffing the turkey. Also an acronym for a group of scientists. Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies. Basing their advice on? Yes, modelling. Initials. In addition to SAGE, bodies are referred to by initials. A few I've spotted include PPE, PHE, BMA, EAMS, NHIR, NASUWT, and NEU. Have a pat on the back if you know what they all stand for. Social distancing, of course, does mean you'll have to administer it yourself. They. This is a mysterious body of people who take the blame for the crisis and who are offered advice from all and sundry on how to put things right. What they should do. Or why on earth didn't they? Mask. Dick Turpin wore when holding up stagecoaches. Presumably this was to stop him spreading smallpox to his victims when he shouted, "Stand and deliver!" Now something they say may or may not stop coronavirus spreading, depending which they you believe. Spike. A long, sharp, pointed piece of metal found on top of railings or used for aerating the lawn. Or a sudden surge in virus infections. Drive-through. Where you stop off for a Big Mac and fries. Latterly, where you pull in and someone shoves a swab up your nose. On the subject of words that creep into dictionaries, what about those that are nouns but become verbs? The obvious one is Google. Owing to its high profile, you don't search on the internet, you Google something. It must be really cool to have your name turned into a verb. I was trying to imagine my name becoming a doing word. It would have to apply to something I do regularly. Okay, I always put the bins out, so across the land, householders would say, "Have you Haversoned the wheelies?" Or, "The car is filthy, it's about time it had a good Haversoning." I need to work on this to see how it could be applied. I know. I'll do some modelling.
Well, I will certainly look forward to the verb to haverson appearing in the Oxford English Dictionary in the not-too-distant future.